When I read books, I like to jot down insightful points on my notepad and even note the exact page and paragraph of that insight. While reading Dale Carnegie's famous book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, here's the first insight that I received, which, by the way, kind of twisted my intestines kidogo. Page 29, paragraph 4. It reads, "When dealing with people, have it in mind that you're not dealing with creatures of logic, but with creatures of emotions." Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this fine podcast, the podcast that is focused on your self-development and growth. My name is Kevin Miner. I'm so excited to bring you yet another episode that I hope and pray will honestly inform you, give you insights, you know, give you those epiphanies, those ones are whoa, right? And simply prompt you to action. Kama umelala utamka after listening to this and get, you know, widen your perspective. Let me take a minute and thank you for amazing feedback that I received from last week's episode, which was still a book review on the new Barack Obama memoir, A Promised Land, which I'm still reading and I'm enjoying, and I recommended that you get a copy. Thank you so much for that feedback. I relish it. It fuels my creativity, and I know exactly what you guys like by pointing out exactly what you had me say. So thank you for that, because I appreciate it, and I hope that even with this one, it will be the same, and you keep resharing it like you did last time. Just on that note, to show you how beautiful you guys are working, we got 100 new listeners from the reshares from last podcast episode. So I'm really grateful for that. On today's episode, I will be reviewing specific insights from one of my favorite books by Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And I know you might be thinking, wow, Kevin, you must be incredibly lonely. or you know, that just sounds like a lot of vanity from the title, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Like, really? But the real question here is, why would you want to win friends and influence people? Let me just repeat that again. Why would you want or need to win friends and influence people? Well, the simplest answer is that we are social beings. But more than that, I will simply put it like this to you, right? If you can open up a shop, which, by the way, shop in this case, it's relative. It could be content creation for you, or a business for someone else, or even like being a pastor, opening up a church, right? Basically, your source of livelihood. If you can open up that shop and do without customers, then with all due respect, where, by the way, mlango iko open, right? In fact, this is not the episode for you. You are above us. In fact, we need your insights and we would love to hear your secrets. Kindly. Well, suddenly the room is quiet. I can as well assume all of you can see the sense here, although due to circumstances that even you might be talking, I may not be hearing you because you are muted and my mic is on. No? Okay. The point is, we all need people to thrive, right? Like, we all need people in order to thrive or to make a dent in the world in our own way. Whether you're a leader or a manager, a content creator, at the end of the day, you want to inspire action in the tiniest of way. Like, you want to make people do something. Hence why this book is so much acclaimed around the world. And by the way, I recommend that after this review, you consider getting a copy, because it's too profound. I can't just give you all the ideas here. I'm just doing a review, guys. Chill. All right. In the book, Dale uses four ingenious main principles. Four main to share his insights on winning friends and influencing people. What I like most about this method is that all the principles correlate and flow into one another to form a whole. So once you understand principle one, principle two makes much more sense, right? My favorite principle is the one that opens up the book, how to handle people. How to handle people. Honestly, when I read that title, like, how to handle people, I was like, yes, I somehow feel like I need this. Like, it's something you probably might have never like thought of it explicitly, like, man, how do I handle people? But then until you hear like how to handle people and you're like, damn, and yeah, kunavile my relationships are not going well, kunavile man, you get like in other words, how do you get people to do what you want and make them like you instantly whilst doing what you want? I have to be honest, this insight has been profound to me while networking, you know, making proposals and really creating an audience in all my platforms. It's why you're here. And it's getting me to tears, because I cherish you so much. The point is, the principal has been insightful in understanding what that the principal has been insightful in understanding that when dealing with people, I have to have it in my mind that these are not logical beings. They're emotional beings by nature. So how do you handle people? How do you get people to do what you want them to do? Whether it's literally making a purchase from like your business or subscribing to your channel, because it's like everyone these days is going to college to learn how to open a YouTube channel. Hata wenye wana tu chocho wanafanya medicine. But far from the point, the book gives three simple ways on how to do this, which I will share with you right now, and then we'll break them down. So number one, don't ever criticize, condemn, or complain about anyone, right? So don't ever criticize someone, don't ever condemn someone, or even complain about someone, right? Number two, give honest and sincere appreciation, right? Give honest and sincere appreciation. Number three, arouse in them an eager they want. Now, don't ever criticize, condemn, and complain, right? The seeming opposite of that statement, if you think about it, is simply point number two, like give honest and sincere appreciation. Because if you are not criticizing someone, no matter how pathetic they seemingly are, that means you're doing the opposite. Like you are even trying to find things that you can appreciate in them, right? The question then would be, why appreciate? Like, why try so hard to give sincere appreciation? Dale puts it this way in the book. The deepest urge in human nature is the desire to feel important. Let me just repeat that again, because this has been like a whoa for me, right? The deepest urge in human nature is the desire to feel important. If you think about it, that desire is what really drives action in many of us. Heck, all of us, right? Like you have a deep desire to feel important. You will dress up so highly or so dopely because you need to show up at your friend's birthday party, right? Like you have a desire to feel important. You will work so hard to get that promotion. You have a desire to feel important. You will work your ass off in school in order to get that scholarship or simply graduate with that first class honors. When they mention your full name. Yet the others, they just don't even mention names. But you as a full one, because you want to feel important. It's why we want to fit in, really. It's most of the time, it's not because we don't want to feel special, because sometimes people say, you want to fit in, you want to look normal. No, it's not because we actually want to just be normal and not be special. No, it's because being in a clique gives you a sense of belonging and inclusion. Hence, you feel like you're actually a stakeholder and your brain registers, bro. I am important. Let me give you an example. And this, by the way, ni ya majama, boys. Like, have you ever been in a situation, especially pale campus and whatnot? Have you ever been in a situation, you know, you're with your boys, man. Then maybe one of your boys meets with a friend who is a lady friend, right? And she comes and she's like, oh, man, Brayo. Hugs Brayo, yeah? Where's you go at the end of the line? Hugs Brayo. A song yapo, a hug deno. Wewe mwenyumeka on the other line, she doesn't know you, anakunyoshea mkono. Mind you don't know each other. Meaning that before this occurrence, if you even simply met and she passed you without even saying hi or acknowledging, hata wewe ungenotice because you don't know this person. But simply because she has hugged Brayo and Deno, na wewe amekuacha, kwanza akakunyoshea mkono. You know, that's even worse. You'd rather pretend you don't see me, but kuninyoshea mkono to show everyone that you, of all people, is a bit less important, right? It breaks your heart. Not because, again, not because that you resent this person or because you really wanted to hug them, you barely even know them, but you want to feel that importance. That's like the simplest way I can explain this. So the deepest urge in human nature is the desire to feel important. Now, here's where giving honest appreciation comes in. Point number two, right? Here's where it flows in. Because as the book puts it, the best way to nourish a person's self-esteem is by appreciating them. It's why I always tell my friends, of all people in the world, be very careful with what you tell yourself. Like, do you ever appreciate yourself? Appreciating someone genuinely, and by the way, I emphasize on genuinely. It's not a matter of like, I have to appreciate. No, it's like genuinely, or in other words, sincerely. Appreciating someone genuinely instantly makes them feel important. And since, remember, we are trying to make people do what we want, you end up making them want to do what you want them to do. I'm letting that sink in. Right? Simply because you appreciated someone, you made them feel important, right? And since we are trying to make these people do what we want them to do, you end up making them wanting to do what you want them to do. The book puts it this way. There's only one way to make people do anything, and that is simply by making them want to do it. In other words, in order to influence people or make them take a certain action, you have to arouse in them an eager they want. I repeat, an eager they want, which, by the way, if you have been attentive, this is where point number 3 comes in. You see how they flow into each other? Man, I am on a roll. Right? So you, in order to simply influence people, you have to arouse in them an eager they want. Let me put it into perspective. As young people, you know, we are highly entitled, and that's why we find it hard to influence people, right? You start something, you know, as a content creator. I really love using that example because I am one, and I am seeing everyone is trying to get into the business of YouTubing and whatnot, right? We find it so hard to do it because you get first day, man, you know you have the talent, and many of us have the talent. Many of us have the potential. We have the idea, and we want the world to notice. Because we are entitled. You feel like, yo, world, you should know about me. And so you go to someone's inbox. And I like using the example of subscribing to my channel because that's what everyone is doing these days, myself included. Which, by the way, if you'd like to subscribe to my channel, link in the description. So anyway, you go to someone or you come to someone or you come to or someone comes to you and says, yo, insert name there. So let's put my name, Kevin. Yo, Kevin, I started a YouTube channel recently and I want to get to 200 subscribers. Please, you know, use the link to subscribe and share the link with your friends. First of all, consider that I am a human being who's driven by emotion and wants to feel important. First of all, why would I care? You haven't really gotten me to want to do this. I am not compelled to feel like, damn, I really should do this. You know, I feel no importance. As a matter of fact, you have made me feel like a statistic, right? And I'm just like an add up to your data of subscribers. What if that same person came to me and said, you know, hi, Kevin, I really hope you're doing great. You know, from the onset, I'm like, oh, whoa, damn. No one has checked on me the whole day. You actually are hopeful that I'm doing great. All right, let me continue reading. And then they go on and maybe say, you know, I recently came across one of your videos or maybe an article, was I right? Or podcast, because, you know, I do podcasting. That's why you're here. You know, and you were talking about depression. And I liked how you tackled the issue on depression in this way and, you know, mentioned this and that. Already you notice I'd be smiling from the onset of reading this text because this person is intentionally and genuinely making me feel important. And I know it's sincere because this is exactly what I do. So maybe they continue and say, you know, from that, I got this idea to talk about depression differently because I never match how you do it. You know, like why are you saying this? You're making me so happy, right? Because I never match how you're doing it. So I thought of doing it with some witty aspect to it because of my personality. You know, maybe try make it somehow engaging and captivating while still passing the message that you would pass as well. From that, I already feel involved. And then maybe they can maybe end with a call to action and make it so smoothly merging into how they started. And maybe they could go and say, you know, so if you have time, kindly, I'm sharing with you a link. Try and just go and look at the content that I've posted. If you genuinely and somehow it sparks your emotions and even it makes you learn and laugh at the same time, please feel free to share it with 5 of your friends who you think would feel the same way after watching it. I can assure you one thing. I will do more than share. I will market this guy because I feel like a stakeholder. I feel involved. I feel appreciated like any other person would. You feel important, right? You have made them want to do what you wanted them to do because that was the aim. But you began by telling me about myself. I'm a strong advocate for young people pitching their ideas, you know, and making proposals. And from experience for me, I've learned that the from the few pitches, of course, I've done, the best ones are those that begin with a genuine appreciation and a deep arousal in the person I'm pitching to, and eager they want. Basically, I always try to make that proposal about them and not me, right? So I'll tell them about themselves. You know, I'll point out those two specific aspects, exactly how they're working hard and making things happen, and even appreciate them for that, right? Like, I've pointed it out, they already know, but I'm telling them and even appreciating them for doing it so well. And then I'll now give in the call to action. I'll just point out how I can be an additive, not how I can be part of, no. You are an additive. Not your additive, nika salt. You can do with or without, right? Literally, you're showing them how you can be an additive to their purpose. I simply show them exactly how I will help them achieve what they want to. There's someone who once shared with me an insight, and he said, when making that pitch proposal to get a company or a brand to work with you, don't make them think of how they can be creative with you. And that's what we make the mistake of doing. You make a company think of, you know, it's like you are actually asking for a favor, right? Don't make them think of how to be creative with you. Make them do the least job. Simply show them how you will be working for them as if you're a stakeholder in that company. In other words, this person was simply trying to tell me, make them feel important. And I want you to try this. Right? I want you to try this. Personally, I've done it 1,000 times, especially with people that I'm trying to network with and whatnot. And when I meet this person or these people, I will start by encouraging them to talk about themselves. And this is so interesting, but someone will talk about themselves for like 20 minutes and credit you for being a good conversationalist. Yet you simply listened. And here's what always happens. Because, you know, we are more emotional than logic, you find that this person, Nile Stafia, they talk about, you know, you have a conversation and they finish, and then at the end of it all, they didn't know this cowboy who came to approach them, but now they find themselves, by the way, because you seem like such an intelligent kid, listen, do this, take my contacts, let's keep in touch, what do you do, by the way, nice, just in case anything comes up, listen, I'll hit you up. Simply made them talk about themselves, simply made them feel important. And genuinely, for that matter, I'll use the word again, genuinely, sincerely made them feel important. People do care a lot about themselves, so make them feel like you do realize how special and important they are. But here's what I'll leave you with. Before getting someone to do something, ask yourself, how can I make this person want to do it? In other words, how can I see things from their perspective combined with my perspective and make them want to do what I want? Like, ask yourself, I'm trying to send this link to someone so that they can use it. What would make me use that link? So how can I use that with them? Because like Dale says in the book, it's only the rare individual who unselfishly tries to serve others and even look at things from the other's perspective that has an enormous advantage. That's all I had for you. I hope this genuinely broadened your perspective. And if it did, please don't let it be your tiny secret. Help me get to your friends who might appreciate such insights, because you are my ambassador. I cannot reach those close to you without your help. You are that important to me. See what I did there? On the real though, do take a screenshot listening to this particular episode, post it on your story kindly, and tag me at MindMind at Kevin Sport so that I know that you are actually tuned in. But more than that, share the podcast, give me your feedback, I relish it, and ensure to get a copy of this profound book, because you will appreciate it. I'm enjoying it, I'm loving the insights, it's taught me a lot. There is a lot more about how to like get people, how to win people into your thinking, and how to just a lot more that I would want you to get it from the book. Until next time, boys and girls, bye.